Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
Okay, T, we're back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
In the heart of winter, it's cold outside.
I know. Well, it wasn't for me not too long ago. I was in Miami.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, my sister-in-law lives down there. And so we had a whole bunch of like JetBlue points saved up. And so we rented an Airbnb in Brickell, which is like the, it's kind of like the seaport of, okay. of Miami. Yeah, we just had like an awesome time. Great weather.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Love
sun.
It.
Yeah. I found that we all went on a trip to Turks and Caicos for your your birthday, right?
That's good. And, 39th.
Your birthday.
I saw you hesitate there.
Yeah. And we went to Turks and Caicos for February break, and that opened my eyes to how much of a difference it makes to have a sunny destination teed up for February break.
Because breaks up the winter.
It breaks up the winter, which is February here just is the worst. It's like it's like the holidays are way in the rearview mirror, but spring's not close. Is it just, and it's cold. It's like that bitter teens cold. So I'm like getting out of here and having something to look forward to and to refresh me is really helpful.
It is. It's so important.
Yeah.
So we're talking about today about the ADU.
Accessory dwelling units.
Accessory dwelling units.
Which again are like small apartments that are in some way on like a single family home property.
They are allowed with a change in a new law.
Exactly.
So one of the questions that came up is, what would you think are the primary advantages of building an accessory dwelling unit? And how can they add value to a property from both a financial and functional perspective?
Okay. So here's where I think this is a unique to, maybe not unique, but an especially Boston 2025 context. Boston has become super cosmopolitan. People move here from all over the world, including especially from the far side of the world. That has not always been true. I feel like Boston was traditionally considered like a parochial city. And when people are moving here from overseas, having space for parents becomes critical. And it's really hard to find those kinds of properties for people. The best you're typically able to do is to find a home with a first floor bedroom with ensuite bathroom. But if you can do an accessory dwelling unit, that opens up a lot more options for folks like that.
It's interesting because some of my young buyers have not been able to afford to buy into a town that they want to be in due to school systems or whatever, a convenience to job or whatever it is, without the fact that they're one of their parents is going to be living with them.
Yeah.
So they're buying into the mortgage as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're
yeah.
selling their home far away. They're contributing to the financial situation of a home in order to get their kids into the right home for them. As well as, so it becomes a multi-generational purchase, both
totally.
Financially and lifestyle-wise.
Absolutely. It's funny, I have clients that have had this challenge before, right? Where their parents live in like India or China, like somewhere where you don't pop over for a weekend, right? And historically, if they wanted to get kind of the full, my parents have their own space experience, they had to buy a multifamily home. And we've done that, and you can do like interesting conversions on those to make it the kind of place where your parents can stay and help out with your baby and stuff like that. But this just opens up a whole new world if you are interested in doing that. Not for nothing, if you're gonna, you don't necessarily have to have the ADU to market the ADU potential, because if you are buying a place, you might say to yourself, I'm buying a property because I know there's ADU potential here. And this is where realtors can really show their value, because you can take a plot plan to your local building department and talk to them about, can I put an ADU on here? Like, does this lot conform enough that I can put on an ADU? And I would just slap that right there in the MLS description that everybody reads. Like, I'd say ADU potential. And I think that'll be really interesting for a lot of people that are buying homes in Massachusetts.
I think it offers a whole new, opens up a whole new housing option for so many families.
Yeah, I agree. And it's people that are trying to get a toehold and are getting some help from their parents. It's people that are maybe downsizing, but don't want to like leave their neighborhood.
And there's some parents that are helping with childcare during the day because the two parents work, but they want their own space at night.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to close off what they've been, you know, the children, and let the family have their space, and they go into their own space and can have dinner, et cetera, and just kind of be quiet and kind of enjoy the peace and quiet of being by themselves, but yet through a door, they can get help if they need it.
Yeah, absolutely. That, I think, is going to be the number one reason that people get ADUs.
So what do you think are some of the most common challenges homeowners face during the design and build of an ADU? Because I was reading information about being connected, or how do you connect? How do you not connect? And how do you address these?
Yeah. I mean, probably number one is going to be cost. They're just, construction's expensive in Massachusetts. So that's going to be the first hurdle you cross. But let's say money is no factor. The next thing that I think most people are going to run into is setbacks. Again, like your house is pretty close to your lot line, right? Like you can't.
I'm actually a non-conforming lot because I sit at 13 feet from the sideline and the zoning is 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my house was built in 1908.
Right. So they're not going to make you tear down your house and fix it. But
yeah. So the bigger question I think that's going to come up in play a lot of towns kind of west of 95 is any town that has a septic has to factor that into their ADU.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I was reading some of this about what they'll do and how they'll allow people to tie into the septic. And is it another bedroom? Is it not? So
what's the answer? I mean, I know the state's kind of figuring this out themselves, but what'd you get?
It seemed like the towns would be, Board of Health would be working with homeowners on this. For instance, you know, if you had a house that had six kids and you wanted to add another bedroom, the amount of volume that's being put onto the septic is very different than if you had three adults living there, like an elderly parent coming to live with their children. So I think some of it's going to be, as you mentioned before, there's going to be some town discretion there. And maybe they can, for instance, expand the leaching field somewhat to get more space for what will be considered another bedroom.
Yeah.
So
the last one that came up for us in Belmont is detached ADUs. Because what's the most natural place to build a detached ADU?
Over your garage?
Yeah, a detached garage. But a lot of garages were not built to the building standards required for habitable space, right? So I think our issue was we have a lot of garages that were just built on a slab with no frost wall.
Correct.
Which you're not allowed to build on top of. And we, it's actually not even clear to us, like, could you demolish that non-conforming detached garage and then rebuild an ADU in its exact place? Still, I mean, I think the answer will be yes, but it's still not clear to us. And that might be another problem if you're like looking for places with the most potential for an ADU.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and answer a question from the audience.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today.
So how do you showcase a property's ADU potential during open houses or virtual tours? So what I would probably do is have a plot plan showing where an ADU could be built. That's number one. I'm doing like a virtual tour. I'd probably have like a picture, especially if it's attached, a picture of like where it could be sited. But really the plot plan.
I think for something like this, like anything, this needs like going to the Board of Health, going to the building department. This is one of those situations where you need to go to the town,
make sure
it fits on the property, figure out the town square footage of the house so that you know the potential of the size.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, figure out where it could go on the lot relative to sewer, septic, whatever you might have.
Yeah.
And that should all be done prior to listing so that you can answer that question
right
out of the gate.
If you have a crisp answer, that's how you win in selling a house.
Correct.
Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.